that changed everyone's thinking about the mile run. Within 4 years of Bannister's run, 16 other runners had broken the barrier. In hindsight, Bannister's time seems more impressive because he ran it in a 15-mile-per-hour crosswind with gusts that reached 25 miles per hour. It took a decade for the next untouchable barrier to be broken, when New Zealand's John Walker ran the mile in 3 minutes, 49.4 seconds. When asked to explain his record run, Bannister said, "It's the ability to take more out of yourself than you've got." This is a crucial point that we will certainly revisit. Another record-breaking feat that awed the sports world was Bob Beamon's long jump at the 1968 Olympics. Beamon made a leap of 29 feet, 2.5 inches, setting a record that would stand for 23 years. What's amazing about his jump is that no one had ever before jumped even 28 feet. In the same jump, Beamon became the first long jumper to clear the 28-foot and 29-foot barriers. In fact, the next 28-foot long jump did not occur until the 1980 Olympics, 12 years later, when Lutz Dombrowski did it. Beamon's astounding jump increased the world record by 21.75 inches. Mark McGuire is a modern-day example of an athlete who doesn't cower in the